This is JIS News. Coming up, government working to ensure water shortage will not affect reopening of schools. NCDA concerned about substance abuse among teens and PIOJ to implement competitiveness and growth project. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving we say.
To that.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy,
save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is assuring that his ministry is collaborating with other government agencies to supply adequate water to schools affected by drought conditions in time for the new school year. Minister Pickersgill says he has instructed the National Water Commission, NWC, to begin trucking water to schools likely to be experiencing water shortages.
The local authorities, as well as the Rapid Response Unit, will be assisting the NWC to deliver water to schools where the NWC currently does not have supplies. Already, the NWC has been assisting some schools in the corporate area that are experiencing challenges with their supplies and are without adequate storage capacity by providing a number of black tanks to these institutions.
Minister Pickersgill says the government is making every effort to ensure that the water situation will not affect the reopening of schools in September. The National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, is calling on parents to play a greater role in the supervision of their children. The call follows the release of the findings of the 2013 National Secondary School Survey, which shows an increase in the number of adolescents aged 15 to 16 years who are smoking.
There's a level of concern for those students because they're coming up in terms of the highest level of use of cigarettes, marijuana, the lowest risk perception, the highest access and exposure. So we really need to pay close attention to the 15 to 16 age group.
Research analyst at the NCDA, Yuki Atkinson, speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. She says the findings of the survey also show that adolescents who shared good relationships with their parents reported significantly lower frequency of drug use. The cross-sectional survey was conducted in 38 public and private secondary schools in 11 parishes, with a total sample size of 3,365 students. Meanwhile, the NCDA is also expressing concern about the level of alcohol use by adolescents. Research analyst at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Yuki Atkinson, says based on the findings of the 2013 National Secondary School Survey, alcohol is the substance most abused by teenagers, with those in the 17 and over category exhibiting the highest use.
10% of the sample reported that they got drunk on an average of 3 times in the past month. 12% consumed 5 or more alcoholic beverages at one sitting in the past 2 weeks. So this really speaks to the fact that our young people are binge drinking, right? And that is something that we really need to pay attention to.
The study also showed that the adolescents are opting for hard liquor such as vodka and white rum instead of drinks with lower alcohol content. And the government's $50 million competitiveness and growth project aimed at strengthening Jamaica's business environment for private sector investment is slated to get underway in September. The six-year project is being financed through a loan from the World Bank and was approved by the institution's board in July. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, will be responsible for implementing the initiative through a project execution unit to be established in the agency. PIOJ Director General Colin Bullock says the project will have 4 components.
The main components speaks to enhancing competition in the business environment, facilitating strategic private investments, supporting small and medium-sized enterprise capabilities and finance, learning through project implementation and monitoring and evaluation to be undertaken by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
Meanwhile, Mr. Bullock says the World Bank is collaborating with the government to draft and develop a Jamaica Private Sector Growth Joint Business Plan as part of the overall program to strengthen the economy and promote growth. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.